In the press release received yesterday, we learned that on Saturday night, agents from the County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at a residence in the 1600 block of Freshwater Road in Freshwater and found a commercial marijuana grow. Agents seized more than 600 growing plants, 8 pounds of processed weed, 12 weapons, and other paraphernalia. Agents also arrested two people, 43-year-old Paul Leslie and 42-year-old Heidi Leslie. Both were booked into county jail on cultivation and possession charges. A sheriff's deputy on patrol in McKinleyville Saturday night spotted 33-year-old McKinleyville resident Brian Balky, whom he knew was wanted on a felony no bail warrant. The deputy was recognized by Balky, who then fled on his bike and then on foot along Central Avenue in McKinleyville before the deputy found him hiding under a vehicle in a parking lot, according to reports. Balky was arrested, and the deputy also learned that Balky was suspected of stealing several items from Safeway. Those items were found on his person, and Balky was booked into county jail on several charges, including burglary, resisting arrest, and the no bail warrant. Sunlink internet and phone customers found themselves without either service again yesterday afternoon after an outage at around 3 o'clock. KINS lost internet service here at Eureka Broadcasting and received reports from several Eureka businesses that they had too lost service. Phone and internet service outages were also reported in the Eel River Valley and Arcata. At approximately 4:15, the service was back on at this station, and as of now, we have learned of no cause for the outages. An autopsy performed on the body of a 3-month-old baby, Rebel Rose Keene, revealed that burns from a hairdryer played a role in the baby's death on the morning of October 15th. The mother, 29-year-old Rebecca McPherson, was arrested on felony child endangerment charges after she and little Rebel were found in the mother's bed. The mother told investigators she had fallen asleep while blow-drying her hair. The case remains in the hands of the DA's office, and the results of the autopsy have been forwarded there as well. The city of Eureka has its severe weather shelter on standby if it's needed to house those who need a place to stay. With the mercury dropping below freezing over the weekend, the city shelter is prepared to take an overflow from the Eureka Rescue Mission. The weather shelter is located at the St. Vincent's Dining Facility and is available after those seeking shelter first check into the Rescue Mission, where they can get a hot shower, clean clothes, and a hot meal. The cold weather and high winds are expected to be with us through tonight. More KINS News. It's after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer Joaquin Freixas of Swanland's Cameron.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank since 2008. Swanland's is a locally owned business, and I like to deal with a local bank because it helps support the community. The atmosphere at Redwood Capital Bank is warm and friendly, and the staff gets to know you. It's great to be a little part of it.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The National Weather Service cautions that widespread south winds of 15 to 30 miles per hour are likely this afternoon and evening across the Redwood Coast. Gusts up to 45 miles per hour, they're possible over the higher elevations and along the coastal headlands. It's a similar story for Brookings and the southern Oregon coast, but it may be even a bit colder up there, as snow levels will fall from 1,500 to 2,500 feet this afternoon to between 500 and 1,000 feet by tomorrow morning. Sequoia Park Zoo selects a local firm, Greenway Partners, to manage Watershed Heroes Project. The new exhibits will feature river otter, bald eagle, and salmon. Sequoia Park Zoo Foundation is pleased to announce the selection of Arcata-based Greenway Partners to act as project manager for the development of the Watershed Heroes Project. The project was made possible by a $2.3 million grant awarded by the California Department of Parks and Recreation. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.